Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, this time of year, producers thinking about the wheat that they're going to harvest, and they have two big questions. Should I store or should I sell?
And the answer is yes. Given the volatility in the market and in that we can't predict prices, I think the need to sell some at harvest and then store some to sell later in the crop year and probably have it sold by January 1. I think this year, the price situation, that we probably should sell a higher percentage at harvest than we normally sell.
Okay. And how have prices over the past few years impacted your perspective on that?
Well, as you know, price has been very volatile. You know, the average daily price moves 11 cents. It's nothing to have a 20 or 25 cent price move. The prices often move opposite the direction we expect them to do. And it's just solidified my thought that you cannot predict prices.
Okay, and then what's the supply and demand picture then?
Well, if you look at the supply and demand, we've got adequate amounts of wheat. The supply is slightly below average. I think the big price factor for wheat, and probably will be so until we get out into the August-September time period, is the shortage of feedstocks and the feed market, buying wheat and moving it in that market out of the food market.
And how are prices looking right now?
Well, if you look at the current prices, anywhere in Oklahoma from $7.20 to $7.40, somewhere in that range, the five-year average is $6.40. So we're about 80 cents to a dollar above average. And that's another reason I think that you should sell a higher percentage at harvest.
And we're rounding out the first week of June. Final word of advice for Oklahoma farmers?
I think as they look at the market and the uncertainty in the market, they've got to decide, what does $7.30 mean to me? Is it better for me to hold and try to get a bigger price and have to take a lower one, or to sell and not have the opportunity to get a bigger price? I think dollar cost averaging, staggering the market, I think that's the way to market your crop.
Okay. Kim Anderson, we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.